You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is March 18th, 2026. I hope you're doing well and everybody you love is safe and sound. I am doing pretty well. Like I told you guys before, I've got some major things happening in my life. That's one of the reasons for the delay. This is like 9 days overdue, or well, at least 2 days overdue. So I do apologize for that. So anyway, before we get started, of course, I encourage you all to join the Hierarchy Discord. It's free. The link is across social media. It's on the website, on the links page. Join. There's lots of stuff going on there. I think you'll like it. It's a way to connect with people. We have Fag B&B going on there, so that's also cool. So I definitely encourage you guys to all join. So I had a question that I thought was intriguing. It's something that I really wanted to do a post about and discuss in the podcast, but this question from readers actually beat me to it. So I guess I'm just going to like piggyback off of that question. It involves fag burnout. And no, I'm not talking about smoking weed in your basement, okay, all the time. It's about the emotional toll that can come from serving an alpha. I don't know of a faggot that hasn't experienced some form of this at some point, because serving an alpha is a very intense experience a lot of times. If you're owned, it's certainly, there's a lot of your time is really taken up by service, you know, a lot of times, you know, keeping the house clean, cooking dinner, the sexual service, of course, the whole nine yards, you know, it's it can be a lot, you know. And alphas expect, if they're owning faggots, they definitely expect to be catered to, you know. So when you're not in actual service to an alpha, you're planning what you need to do throughout the day to make sure things are ready for him all the time. So it's kind of an intense thing, you know. It's and I think a lot of times fags do get burnout when they're not owned 24/7. That was kind of the conclusion I came to when I answered the questions from readers. Let me kind of get into that a little bit more. I've been like a partially owned cocksucker in the past. I've also been a full-time cocksucker. My first alpha was, I was a full-time cocksucker for him for a year. It was, you know, expected whenever he needed something, you need to get off or something, you know, I was there to service him. But like I've had part-time arrangements where like straight alphas would call me up with no warning of any kind. And so say, hey, I need you here because I need a blowjob, you know, or whatever. And they would expect me to stop whatever I was doing, and go service them. And I mean, I've definitely attempted to do that in the past. It's hard, honestly. And I definitely felt some burnout from that, because when you're trying to like do something, you're working a job, or you're, you know, you're out with friends or something like that, or you're engaged in some other thing, or you have plans to do something, and suddenly out of nowhere, your alpha is calling you and demanding service. And then when you're not there for that service, they get upset with you. And then there becomes this whole disciplinary thing that happens. So I definitely experienced burnout in those situations because I was just like, you know, do you want to claim me as yours or not? You know what I'm saying? Just being an on-call faggot is draining because you don't really know what to do every day, you know? Like, I, as a younger faggot particularly, like, I wasn't going to just sit around my house on my knees basically just waiting for him to decide to use me. I had other obligations, so I would, when I was called upon in times when I couldn't serve, you know, there was a part of it was disappointment that I couldn't do what he wanted, and there's also the irritation of it, you know, the kind of expectation that I had to drop everything in that moment, no matter what it was, you know. My mom's on the gurney and she's going to go into heart surgery or something, and like, I'm getting a call to give him a blowjob. You know, and that did not happen, but I'm just giving you an example. You know, it's hard to drop everything when you're not in an owned situation. When you're not owned, you're just sort of a convenience, which I totally get. I've been a faggot that's served lots of alphas throughout the years. During my slutty period, I was like going constantly, so, and serving constantly. So I definitely had those experiences, and sometimes it can be very draining. But my answer to the questions from readers was kind of maybe different from what the reader was expecting me to say, because my answer was owned faggots experience less burnout. You know, this is why I say that. I mean, the times that I was owned as a live-in faggot by a straight alpha or an alpha, gay or straight, you know, whatever. But I was owned in a live-in faggot. Honestly, I never really experienced burnout in those situations because I was sort of on what I've termed perpetual subspace, meaning that you're constantly in a sort of a, not a full state of subspace, but you're sort of kind of living in a moment of awe all the time, and you're floating on this sort of like heightened state of adrenaline or something, and it's like poppers without the poppers, you know, and you just don't feel it, you know. You don't feel the burnout aspect because you're so in love with every aspect of service. You know, you're cleaning a toilet and you're thinking what your master's going to say when he comes home and sees his bathroom clean, or you're making dinner and you're preparing to present something wonderful for him to eat and what he will think about that, or having his clothes perfectly ironed and hung up and, you know, organized, etc., you know, for him, and on and on. I was just so in love with just the details of daily service that I never felt burned out, you know. Being like any kind of burnout that I might have been feeling, which I don't really recall any, were just erased when I was kneeling at the door when he came home so I could kiss his feet and welcome him home. Like, it was just such a joy all the time to be owned as a faggot, you know, to a man. And so I that's kind of where I think why I think that owned faggots, owned live-in faggots, experience less burnout over the course of time because they are in that perpetual subspace. There are moments of affection that occur usually in non-slave situations, but like when you're just an owned faggot, there's moments of intimacy and tenderness or whatever, and so you kind of carry along like a leaf on a river, you know, and you just don't feel a sinking, pressurized feeling. You're just like, because you're just floating on subspace, you know. And I mean, I feel bad for saying it because I, you know, a lot of faggots don't, will not probably ever get the opportunity to be a live-in faggot for an alpha, for whatever reason. And so I feel like I'm bragging, but I'm not trying to brag. I'm just simply stating that, you know, if you do experience burnout, you have to take the time, you know what I'm saying? You faggots that don't look out for themselves emotionally they're gonna hurt themselves. And I certainly don't want anybody listening to this podcast to hurt themselves in some way, like, you know, make them themselves crash out or give up, you know. So you've got to take a moment, take a breath, you know. Don't push yourself overly hard, you know. One thing that, you know, burnout is, it's not just some physical thing. It's an emotional, there's a huge emotional component to that. And you have to stop and really meditate on the alpha that you're serving, why you're serving him. What do you love about serving him? You know, what changes would you make? What can you do to improve your service? Or what can you do to maybe re-engage with that alpha and reclaim that awe that you had that caused you to serve him in the first place? These are things that, these are kind of internal workings that, you know, you have to kind of clean house when you're burned out and kind of take stock of where you're at and try to steer the ship, basically, to safer harbors, you know. So it's okay to take a breath, to step back and say, where am I? You know, what do I want? And what am I not getting? What am I getting from this situation? And be honest about it, because, you know, not every alpha is right for every faggot, you know. And so sometimes, you know, we have to maybe step away. The alpha might not be the right alpha, you know. Maybe you need to step away from him and maybe find another situation that would be more tailored to you. So, because ultimately, an alpha wants a faggot that wants to be there and worship him and serve him, right? Alphas can make faggots do just about anything, you know, demand service, demand worship, etc., and they'll get it. But they want to look down and see a faggot really wanting them from their heart, you know. Truly successful faggots of alphas are serving from their heart, and I think alphas know the difference. So if you're feeling burned out, you know, he's going to see this too. So just step back, ask for a moment, maybe a weekend or a break or something, and just try to regain that, regain your bearing and regain that awe, you know, that awe that we have for alphas that drives us to do whatever we can to please them. So we have to have that, you know. But wherever possible, you know, always strive for being a live-in faggot for an alpha. It actually shocks me when I hear some faggots say that they don't want to be that. I kind of don't understand it, but when you're in that situation, day to day, you have this alpha who is protecting you, guiding you, teaching you, training you, etc., using you. Like, there's a fulfillment there that is deeper and more resonant and keeps you from getting burned out. But either way, you know, we have to recognize the symptoms of fag burnout. And this goes for alphas too. If you own a faggot, you need to keep an eye on your faggot to make sure that that faggot is not being burned out. You know, whether that faggot is a cash fag or it's a domestic fag or a live-in all-around fag, you know, all-purpose fag. So, you know, alphas are, they have to take care of their property, right? So it's incumbent on them also to do that. But, you know, ultimately, each faggot needs to kind of assess where they are themselves and be honest about it. So anyway, I guess I will stop. I think if you guys have any questions about this or comments, I would love to hear more about that. Anyway, I thank you very much for joining me tonight. I appreciate you guys very much. Keep your eye out on hierarchyuniversity.com and also Hierarchy University Discord. I have a Patreon, of course, that you can join as well. And I appreciate the support there for everybody on Patreon. And yeah, I guess I will talk to you guys later, okay? Have a good week, and I will see you next week, all right? Love you.
Bye.